Hello.
Mr. President, yeah. Secretary Conley.
All right.
You are.
Hello.
Mr. President.
Yeah, John.
I thought I'd just give you a report.
All right.
We're kind of standing at ease here, pending some calls. They had, they've had cabinet meetings all over the world. The Japanese have been having one.
Yeah.
But they have now offered 16.9.
That's
which,
good.
Which I've accepted. That's 308 yen to the dollar.
That's very good.
And I've sold that to the French and the British and so forth. The Germans are, they're having a cabinet meeting in Bonn.
About five, huh?
Chancellor Brandt, yes. About five.
Mm-hmm.
He will take it. But apparently Chancellor Brandt wanted to have a cabinet meeting on it, so...
That's all right.
So we're waiting word, and the Italians... We don't know what we're going to do with them yet. We're just...
Is there anything I could do?
No, we really... I think we'll just kind of run over them and let them take the position that they don't agree to it.
Yeah.
But they want to study it, and then they'll decide what action to take after he returns to Italy. Because, see, they have to... Once we put in this... in effect, this devaluation, they've got to affirmatively act to devalue. So they can study it and think about it, and we hope we can get Pompidou
now
to talk to Colombo.
Yeah. What is the situation on the Canadian? Just let them out, huh?
They're going to float. And
right.
We've had some pretty strong, harsh words with them this morning, privately and publicly. And I say publicly in this meeting.
I understand.
Very hard. So
if they float, then we have to just make our trade deal separately. Is that it?
Right. That's correct.
Well,
so now the Swedes, they're backing out. God damn it.
They're no good anyway.
Well, they've met, you know, and they talk about, they've talked to Denmark, and they've talked to Norway, and they all been having cabinet meetings all night, and they say, well, all they can stand is 7 to 7.5% devaluation. I said, well, we're not going to do that. We're going to do 8.57. So they say, well, they may have to devalue a point or two. And so I don't think that'll make any difference.
That isn't going to change our deal much.
No, it won't change ours if it doesn't change the European community, you see.
Yeah.
Every one of these damn things
relates to the other, I see.
Relates to the other, and it's like a house of cards. So all I'm saying is that it's now 3 o'clock. It'll be a miracle if we get this thing by 4, although we're now circulating a memorandum of agreement. And if we can get these damn phone calls through around here, maybe we can wrap this thing up. We'll try, and we'll get word to you immediately when we can, because I think it would be awfully important if we can do this.
Yes.
Over and
be better to get it done now, really.
Yeah,
good.
Really,
and then,
well, we're just moving ahead.
And then get at the trade thing later. Particularly since you got the Japanese. What the hell?
That's a move on the trade. I don't. We're playing a hard line on it, so we haven't kicked off anything.
Right.
But all I'm saying is we may run out of time, but we'll try to do it.
Yes, sir.
Just the earliest possible moment.
As I said, I have to leave here at 5:40.
Yes, sir.
I'll stay right to the last minute.
All right. Well, that's fine, and I'll report back to you just as soon as I can.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.